This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back, everybody, to Change Your Mindset Podcast. My name's Adrian Gomez, and today we'll be talking about the gym and fitness overall. But before we get into that, I want to share something with everybody. So over the weekend, I was in the outskirts of downtown driving, and I came to a red light. So as I was at this red light, something caught my eye on the right side. So as I looked, there was some stairs, and there was words on these stairs. So I want to just visualize this. On the stairs, the words said, "There's no elevator to success. You have to take the stairs." And at the top of the stairs, there was a gate. It was locked. And behind that gate, it was an elevator. That's a perfect metaphor for success. Whoever wrote that location knew exactly what they were talking about, and that was a perfect place to put it. I'm sure a lot of people pass by every day, and they don't even see it. They probably don't even pay attention to it. They probably don't even care what it means or try to figure it out. But if you are one of those few 1% mindset people, you will understand. You will get it. It takes time to be successful. There's no super fast way to get to it. I know nowadays people want things now. It doesn't work like that. It takes time. It can take years, but people don't want to wait and they just want it now. They want to be successful now. They want the money now. But in reality, it doesn't work like that. It does take time. Like going up the stairs, it takes time to get to the top, right? In the elevator, you get there straight to the top, but that's not how success works. Just keep going up those stairs. You will eventually get to the top. Just don't quit. I just want to share that with everybody because I thought that was pretty interesting to see that. Of all places, of all times, running into something like that. And it's a perfect metaphor I can share with you guys on this podcast. So I just wanted to give you guys a little information on that. Just something to think about. So let's get into today's topic about the gym and fitness. To me personally, I believe they go hand in hand. If you factor in what it takes in the gym and overall being fit overall, it's exactly the same thing you can transfer to being successful. Exact same traits. I've been going to the gym pretty much all my life. It did help make me who I am today. It did give me a lot of discipline, consistency, and like I said, it does relate to success if you apply it to it. So let's get into an example. Say if you go to the gym once a week, maybe twice a week, or maybe you go 1 week and you don't go another week and you're not consistent. You won't see any results. You have to go, obviously, consistent. You have to be disciplined, and then you will start noticing results. Obviously, you won't be seeing the results if you can't go here and there and you're not consistent or disciplined. It doesn't work like that. If you're trying to lose weight, or if you're trying to get stronger, or you try to grow muscle, whatever case may be, it takes consistency and it takes discipline. You have to put in the work every single day. And then you will see results, and then obviously when you see the results, you want to keep going with it, because obviously if you stop, your results will go away. And then you pretty much start all the way from the beginning, and then if you want to go back to where you were, you have to start all over and work your way all the way up and do the same exact thing all over again. It's not easy being consistent, and it's not easy being disciplined. That's why so many people fall off. They do good for maybe a couple weeks, a month, and then they just stop because it's not easy. It's hard doing the same thing over and over and over again, especially when you don't want to. There's days I don't want to get up in the morning, early in the morning, to go to the gym. But after you have that consistency and discipline to get up and do it. Because at the end of the day, no one's going to do it but yourself. That's why you always see all these memes at the beginning of the year. People say, "New year, new me." Their New Year's resolution is to lose weight. So they sign up for a gym membership. The first month, maybe the second month, they're there, and then they just disappear. I see it every year. It's not easy, but I also do see people going back from possibly 10 years I still see at the gym today. Same exact gym I go to, they're still there, still consistent, and still being disciplined. After 10 years, that takes a lot, and I respect people like that. And then on the other hand, I've seen people that come back to the gym probably years later. They look completely different. They don't, obviously, they haven't been working out or anything, either smaller or heavier. And you can tell the difference. And that's obviously what happens when you stop being consistent and disciplined. You lose everything. You lose all your results. and you basically have to start all over again. And I can't stress enough how much the gym and being, if you want to be successful, are so similar. This is what I'm talking about right now for the gym, being consistent, disciplined. If you factor that, do the same thing over and over and get better and better every single time, and you translate that into a business or just you want to be the best at whatever you're trying to do, you will see the results. And like I said, they're so similar, like you can really compare the two. And then if you take it the other way, same thing in gym. If you stop going to the gym and you stop putting your full effort into being successful, business, whatever it may be, you'll lose it all. You'll lose all the results. And if you want to get back to where you were, you're going to have to start all over again. And it's going to take double the time, triple the time. So it's just best is be consistent, be disciplined, do it every single day, whether you want to or not. Just do it. And that's Nike's quote, just do it. It's true, just do it. Do it every single day, whether you want to or not, just do it. When I'm inside the gym, I can tell based off how people are working out, what kind of people they are, not just at the gym, but obviously outside the gym. I 100% believe the amount of hard work you put into the gym, you will transfer that outside the gym and you will be successful. So that's why every time I see people at the gym, and they're on their phones or they're just talking, obviously they're not working hard, I already know that's how they are outside in life. They're probably not hard workers. They're probably just trying to get by, basically. So to me personally, I don't even know why people want to be at the gym if you're just going to be on your phone or just be talking. What's the point? You're just wasting your time because you're not trying to get any results. You're basically just getting by like a lot of people do at their jobs. They're basically just waiting for the time to go by. They're not going to be working hard, obviously. They're trying to have the time go right by before they can go home and do whatever they got to do. Like we talked about before, go through that Monday through Friday, pretty much just because of the weekend. And I feel like that's how people are in the gym. They're just there because they want to say, I don't know, maybe I go to the gym. But if you're not putting in the work, you're not going to get the results. That's the same thing in life. And those same people, I don't see them there every single day. Obviously, I see them here maybe once a week, a couple of days throughout the week. Obviously, they're not there every single day. But there are people that I see grinding every single morning. They're there same time, same day, because I'm there and I see it too. So I know they're putting the same exact work every single day, and they're consistent and they're disciplined. I see them there the same exact time. If I'm there, they come at this exact time, and I'll see them there the same exact day every single week. And they're working hard. They're not just on the phone, just talking. They're being consistent. They're putting in the work every single day because they're trying to better themselves. And I probably can guarantee that these same exact people are successful outside in life because they know what it takes to put in the work, to be consistent, to be disciplined, because they see the results. And all of them, you see the results in them because they're putting in the work. So I'm pretty sure, 100% I know, whether they have a job, a business, whatever it may be, I know they're putting in work every single day, and I'm sure they will be successful in life. Just going to the gym and being consistent and disciplined every single time, it just relates to success so often and so much, and you see it with a lot of celebrities. Obviously, a lot of people know who Dwayne Johnson, The Rock is, Kevin Hart, Mark Wahlberg, so many celebrities, like the list goes on and on, that work out all the time and you see the results. I mean, physically, not just physically you see the results, but also in what they're doing. Obviously, whether it's movies or businesses, whatever they decide to do, they're putting that exact work ethic that they put in the gym and they're transferring it outside the gym, and most of the time their businesses or movies, whatever they do. And look at the results. They're successful. That's it to tell you something. That whatever you amount of work you put into the gym and you transfer that outside the gym, you see the results. And it speaks for itself. That's why I say those two, they relate so much because they're so relatable, because you need basically one for the other. And it becomes a lifestyle. Because I know when I stop going to the gym or if I miss a couple of days, I hate it. I hate how I feel. I don't like it because I'm so consistent and disciplined of doing the same thing over and over becomes a habit. And you know, they take, for a habit to form, it takes 66 days according to research. And most of the time people don't even reach those days, they stop, or like I said, you have to keep doing it over and over and over again. But nowadays, people don't want to. They just want it one and done. And it shows because people just, like, when they want to lose weight, people pay money to lose weight because it's an easy concept to lose weight. Obviously, you got to work out. You got to eat healthy. It's an easy concept, but people don't want to do that. That's why all these liposuction, all these fat burner pills you have to take or whatever it may be, people pay money for these things which you really don't need. Like I said, all you need is just work out and eat right. That's literally all it takes to lose weight. But people don't want to do that. People rather spend money on these probably fat burner pills that don't even work, or in these liposuctions are dangerous. And even if you get the fat sucked out of you, you're probably just going to get it back again anyways because you didn't even know how to lose it in the first place. So you eventually just get it back. And it goes with the same thing with people wanting to grow muscle. They want to grow muscle fast. It takes a long time. It grows little by little. You don't get it quickly. Obviously, people take all these supplements because they want to grow fast, or steroids, whatever it may be, because they want it now. People can't wait. They don't want to take the steps metaphor. They just want to take the elevator and go straight to it. And that's not how it works. But we live in a world nowadays, people just want it now. But that's not how life works. And if you understand how it works, it takes a lot of steps to get to the top. But people want instant gratification. And most people that obviously take that elevator, they realize that that's not how it works. And people that take the steps, the stairs, every single day, they'll be at the top very soon because they were obviously patient, they were disciplined, they were consistent, they put in the work every single day. And that's what it takes. Obviously, being in the gym, if you want to see results in the gym, that's what it takes. If you want to be successful in life, that's exactly what it takes as well. And if you fall into that mindset of obviously getting things quick because you want it now, either you want to be rich or whatever it may be, you will be scammed. And there's a lot of people that sell you this fairy tale of obviously, oh, you can get rich quick. Look what happened in Bitcoin. A lot of people thought they can get rich pretty quick, or in cryptos, whatever it may be. And right now a lot of people lost all of it because cryptos, a lot of them are going to go to zero. It just shows if you're trying to get rich quick, or you want the easy way, the fast route, and there are people that will sell it to you. They will say, take my course, you'll get rich, or whatever it may be. It doesn't work like that, but people want it now, and they'll fall for it, and it's unfortunate. Same thing when people say, oh, you want to lose fat within 30 days, they'll sell you a pill or some type of plan or whatever it may be. They'll sell it to you because they know people will buy it because people want that instant gratification immediately. They don't want to work for it. They want it now. And a lot of those people get taken advantage of, and it's sad to see, and it's unfortunate. People just got to educate themselves. And like I said, we always talk about change your mindset, because that's how 99% of the mindset of people are. They want it easy, and that's not how life works. That's why when I reference people to the gym, I want to see if they're going to be consistent and disciplined, because that will show me in life if they have the exact tools it takes to be successful. Because if they can't be consistent, disciplined in the gym, whatever the goal is, losing weight, trying to grow muscle, whatever it may be, it's hard to translate that to life. Because if you half it, you're gonna get half results. And it's hard going to the gym every single day. I don't go 7 days a week. I go 5 days a week. And it's not easy. There's a lot of days I just want to stay in bed and don't even want to get up, because it's hard. Because you got to do things you don't want to do in life to be successful. And if you don't want to do it, you're just going to be like everybody else. And there's other results from going to the gym every single day. Obviously, you will lose weight or gain muscle, whatever your goal may be. You know what they say, you look good, you feel good. And that's 100% true. Obviously, if you feel better about yourself physically, mentally, you'll feel better about yourself as well and be more confident as well. That's 100% true. That's just another benefit that'll go with it as well. Another thing you use a gym for is mental therapy. I mean, I've done it before. If you're sad, depressed, or whatever it may be, go to the gym and work out. You'll You'll feel better. Trust me, you'll feel better about it at the end of the workout. It does help mentally. People do use it for mental therapy, and it 100% does work as well. That's another way you can use the gym as well. Just overall, going to the gyms will pretty much benefit your life, no matter what it is. I don't know, people that go to the gym is be like, oh, my life's worse. I never heard that story yet. Usually people have success stories of going to the gym, or the gym helped me change my life. What I learned from the gym, I transferred that to my business, and that changed my business. I hear so many success stories about it that I don't really hear so many, I failed because I go in the gym so many times, or because I'm always at the gym, I'm not successful in life. I rarely hear stories like that. The gym's just a benefit overall. And when it comes to your fitness is important to your life. Say if you're super successful, you're making a lot of money, but you're not healthy, or maybe you're overweight, or you have diabetes, whatever it may be, because you're not taking care of your body, you're going to have all this money, you can't even spend it because you're not even healthy. So what's the point of having all this money if you're not healthy and can't even spend it, if you're just going to be sick? There's a phrase that goes, your body is a temple, worship it. And that's obviously 100% true as well. How do you expect for your body to take care of you, fight off diseases, sickness, colds, flus, whatever it may be? Your body is capable of doing all this, but if you're not taking care of your body, how do you expect it to take care of you? If you're putting junk into your body, whether it's food, drugs, whatever it may be, your body won't be able to take care of you because you're slowly killing your body. You only have one body. You have to take care of it. And if you keep destroying your body in the long run, your body's just going to give up on you. And then that's just going to be the end of it. When it comes to eating and nutrition and all that, I mean, you have to think about it this way. Obviously, a lot of food that tastes good is not healthy for you. Obviously, we all know that. It's unfortunate, but that's just how it is. Most of the time, usually foods that's good for you doesn't taste as great. Obviously, you can fix that, put ingredients, etc. You can make them healthy and taste good. But you gotta look at it like this. Basically, if you're gonna eat, let's say, a donut, for example, we all know donuts taste really good, but they're super bad for you. You will enjoy that donut probably for, let's say, I don't know, a couple minutes. In the long term, that's bad for you. But during those couple minutes, you're enjoying it. So think about that trade-off. You gain pleasure from eating the food for a couple minutes because you're enjoying it, it tastes so good. But in the long run, you're hurting yourself. And you do that vice versa. Obviously, eating healthy food doesn't taste as good, but obviously those couple minutes, you're kind of like suffering, whatever it may be. But in the long run, it's going to benefit you. So you got to think of the trade-off when you're eating food and obviously making that decision. It's up to you completely. I'm not saying you have to eat healthy 7 days a week. You can have a cheat day, cheat meal, whatever it may be. Obviously, you got to enjoy life. Life is short, like we talk about, but you also got to take care of yourself as well. Everything is just about balance. And if you want something that's going to make you help you stay away from fast food places, just go look up what's in those actual food and the long-term effects of those McDonald's burgers you eat or any fast food place you go to. Just look up how it's made, what's actually in them. You'll be pretty surprised. Most of the time, it's not real food. For example, there was an experiment on YouTube. It was a while ago that I seen that there was a burger, a McDonald's burger. They put it outside. And you know, most of the time when you put food outside, like a sandwich or whatever may be actual food, ants will go to that food and obviously they'll go all around it. They'll swarm it, fruit, vegetable, whatever it may be. They'll start swarming on it, get on top of it, start surrounding it because obviously they want to eat it and everything. And in this video, they put a McDonald's cheeseburger and there was no ants going to it. And that was there, I believe, for like a day or two, or for exactly how long. But there's no ants that were even going to that burger. So it makes you think, what's actually in that burger if it's not food? If ants don't even want to go to it, because usually ants go to food. And if that's not food, what is it? So it makes you think about that as well. I mean, it's an eye-opener, but hopefully you guys realize that all these fast food places, they just want to make money. They don't care about your health. They don't care about pretty much anything about you. They just want your money at the end of the day. You may get sick. You may die from the food, obviously, if you eat all the time. But at the end of the day, those companies won't care because they already have your money. And at the end of the day, everywhere we go, we just consume things and spend money on things. And like I always say in the last episode, that's how we make the 1% richer. I just want to close out by just saying, just take care of yourself, take care of your body. And obviously going to the gym, like we talked about, that really is, I think, the formula for success, because they literally go hand in hand. If you consistent discipline in the gym, you would imply that to obviously outside the gym. 100% believe that that will translate into success, because they're literally the exact same thing. If you do one, you obviously receive the other. And just to visualize it, when we talk about going to the gym all the time, you see the people that are fit. You see more people that are not in shape. And if you refer that to the 99% mindset, which are people not in shape or overweight, whatever it may be, to the 1%, which is people that are in shape, you can reference that. And then like vice versa, if you see successful people with nice cars or money, obviously that's the 1%. And then if you see people with regular cars, you know, middle class, that's the 99% mindset. So you can pretty much, like I said, they go hand in hand. You can see the comparisons. If you relate gym to success, you can tell the two differences. But at the end of the day, the only person that can decide which road to take is you. No one can tell you what to do. You have the option to do it yourself. It's up to you. No one's going to force you to do it. But like I always say, if you want to change your life, change your mindset. And I will always stand by that, because I've lived by that. And like I always tell you guys, this has changed my life. The choice is up to you, and it will always be up to you. Thank you everyone for listening. I always appreciate it. If you guys can share this podcast, I'd appreciate it as well. Like I said, I just want to help people already change their mindset, because at the end of the day, I like seeing people's success stories, because obviously that's changing people's lives. And if you could change one person's life, that's very impactful. And maybe that person can change somebody else's life. Hopefully it becomes a domino effect. Hope you guys tune into the next podcast. Thank you guys again. As always, take care.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.